How great music downtown. A very good morning to you. Well, the sun has come out at the Balmoral Show. We're live until 1 o'clock here, and I'm glad to say that I've got two very special guests in front of me this morning. George Muller, Managing Director of ABP and Chairman of Rural Support's Life Beyond programme, and Veronica Morris, Chief Executive of Rural Support NI. Good to see you both again. Welcome again to the Balmoral Show.
Good morning, Caroline. Great to see you.
Now, George, I'll first of all congratulate you because 25 years here at the Balmoral Show. For me, I've had 22 years and I've seen it grow. I've seen, oh my goodness, start from when, remember when it was in the King's Hall, and then it's been out here now. And it is just such a wonderful, unique experience, isn't it? And I'm sure you've got many, many great memories.
Balmoral Show, I suppose, means a lot to ABP. It's the one time of the year where we get to meet our farmer suppliers and their families. They come to Balmoral, they come for a day out, they're in good form, they come in to the to where we're exhibiting, and we, you know, have a cup of tea and a chat and a bite to eat. And it's just, as you say yourself, it's a great day out, and the show gets bigger and better every year.
It certainly does. And I suppose, you know, people grew up with the show. I mean, children that I know, parents that have brought their kids here from when they were no age, they're now adults, and it's just a wonderful family environment, isn't it?
Well, that you may say that. I was talking to someone this morning, and he was talking about how he brought his two children to the Balmoral Show every year, and these are now adults in their 30s, and they have children of their own, and he says that they are now going to bring their children here this week, and there's just something about it that they really, really enjoyed and holds a great memory.
Yeah, a friend of mine was here earlier and she said it's the only time of year that she can get all her children in one spot. We all know what that's like, trying to get the kids together. Veronica, I want to talk to you about rural support, and it plays such a vital role within the agricultural community. Just explain a little bit about what you do.
Good morning, Caroline. So Rural Support are the farming support charity for Northern Ireland. We provide a range of no-cost programmes and services for farmers and farming families in building resilience within their farm business, but also helping them to develop healthier mental and physical health.
And tell us a little bit about the Life Beyond programme.
So the Life Beyond programme is our loss and bereavement support programme, a very important programme within the work that we do at Rural Support. So many farming families can come apart at the seams when somebody dies within their family unit. And also there's loss through farm accident as well, you know, where people can lose mobility and lose mental acuity sometimes as well. We also provide support for those who've been diagnosed with a terminal illness. So that programme itself provides support in relation to the business itself, so business, financial and technical mentoring. This all takes place around the kitchen table. But we also provide trauma and bereavement counselling with the families, and we would work with them up to a period of a year after a tragedy has taken place. So a really important part of the work
Absolutely.
That we do for the farming community here.
Absolutely, and really important to let people know that that resource is actually there as well. And George, ABP are supporting this programme wholeheartedly. How important is it to do that?
It's important for the company to support a very worthwhile charity and a very hard-working charity, which Veronica has just explained to you, you know, the rural support and the programme within it and Life Beyond. As she said, she explained there what the content of it is. Unfortunately, the need for it is growing all the time. So ABP are just delighted to be involved. My involvement came about by the past president of the Ulster Farmers Union, Victor Chestnut, talking to me one day about his desire to set up the Life Beyond programme, and I was only glad to come in and give him a hand.
Fantastic. Veronica, if people, you know, aren't aware of it, how can they go about finding out more?
So as I said, the programme is at no cost to the people who avail of it. You can find out more on our website, www.ruralsupport.org.uk. We're also here at Balmoral for the rest of this week, and we have a stand over near the Catalans. Come and talk to us about it and other programmes that we have available as well. I also wanted just to thank George and ABP Group for their support. This programme is not inexpensive to deliver and it does need funding, and we've been very grateful for that support. And, you know, we have a raffle. I'm sure people may have seen a bit of PR around it, a raffle for a multi-purpose shed. So you can buy tickets here at Balmoral over the next 4 days. They're only £10, so they're a real bargain. But that will help a family at some point. That £10 will go directly to support that family during their most difficult period through grief or loss. So, you know, please give generously to that, and we will be very grateful for every penny we get, and we make sure it's used in the way it has been given.
Absolutely. A great, fantastic cause. So wonderful to see you both, and enjoy and happy 25th at the Balmoral Show. George and Veronica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.